Welcome back to the Level Up Podcast, the ultimate podcast for all things gaming. And today, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Mass Effect franchise, because I'm pretty sure I've mentioned some sort of Mass Effect game, or maybe just the franchise as a whole, but I haven't really gotten into the details of it. And I think it's time, but I don't want to talk, maybe I'll spend a different episode talking about why I love Mass Effect franchise so much, but specifically, I want to talk about Mass Effect Andromeda, because I feel like when people say Mass Effect, they don't really mean Mass Effect Andromeda, because Mass Effect Andromeda is the latest installment of the Mass Effect franchise, which it came out in 2017, I think, and it really wasn't well received. And I kind of wanted to just kind of break down why people don't like it, because I guess it's a hot take, but I really do like the game. There are definitely some pieces that I struggle with, which I'm sure is why some people don't like it really all that much. But the reason why I wanted to talk about Mass Effect Andromeda was because over spring break, I was trying to decide what I wanted to play. And I was like, you know what? I haven't touched Mass Effect Andromeda. And Mass Effect Andromeda is a long game. If you do everything that there is to do, which I never do because of certain reasons that I'll get to in a second. But overall, I thought the game was pretty well done. And I was curious because I was like, when I got Mass Effect Andromeda, it wasn't right after it came out. I think it was a year or two after it came out. But I was like, oh man, there's another Mass Effect game, which I didn't really hear much about. And so I wanted to play it and I really liked it. But I was curious and I remember looking at the time of like the reviews and stuff. And if I remember correctly, the reviews weren't, I think they were mixed. Some people liked them. Some people liked the game. Some people didn't like the game. I was really trying to understand why. And so I've obviously delved into a lot of the reasons of why, well, I'm going to delve into a lot of the reasons of why people don't like it. But I think the biggest reason why people don't like the game is because it doesn't compare to the original Mass Effect trilogy. Because the Mass Effect Andromeda game basically takes place quite literally in a whole different galaxy. So we don't have the same characters. We don't have the same protagonists. We don't really have anything to do with it. You have some of the same races, but you really are kind of just on a whole new story, new people, new planets. And I think that's where a lot of the issues kind of stemmed. So as far as what people don't like about the game, I've got a bullet point list that I'm going to go down to and kind of talk about why people don't like them and why I either disagree or agree or am mixed. So the first one that a lot of people had pretty big issues with, which makes sense, was the main storyline of the whole game, because there's a lot of pieces that go into this, because I think a big part of it was your protagonist. So when you play in Mass Effect Andromeda, your character who you are playing as Pathfinder Ryder, and you don't really know squat diddle about this person. Basically, the whole story is everybody wanted to, I don't know if it was because they just wanted to explore, if it was to kind of preserve humanity and all the other races, but basically we have what's called the Initiative, and they have gathered up a bunch of resources, a bunch of people, put them into cryostasis, shipped them off to another galaxy, and the whole point is that you're trying to build those worlds for colonies. So obviously things go to crap because it wouldn't be a video game if you didn't. And you've got the main antagonist, which is the Ket. Are the Ket? Is the Ket? I don't know. English. And the Ket kind of suck. We'll agree with that. I just don't think they're very creative. Basically, the Ket are this like alien species that's trying to kill everybody off and put them through exaltation, which is making them into Ket. They want to just take over all the worlds. They want to take over all the people and turn them into different things so they can just create like this army. Really not that exciting. But then you've also got this kind of like subplot, main plot, where you're trying to find Meridian, which basically, as Pathfinder Ryder, you realize that all these home worlds that you're trying to build on kind of suck because the environment is poopy. Like, you've got acid water, or you've just got super hot sun, super cold winters, stuff like that. So they have these vaults, and as Pathfinder Reiner, you're able to like control them and harness the energy, I suppose, or the power. And so Meridian is kind of this like whole control world. Anyway, that's weird. I understand why people aren't really pro on it, because the idea of the Kett, some alien species that is trying to be the best and is trying to kill everybody off, isn't really an original idea. Meridian is sort of cool, but it also is just strange because the main antagonist of the main antagonist, so the Archon, is kind of this like controller of the Kett. He's really not that original or creative. So I understand why people don't really like the main story. It does not compare to the Reapers with the original Mass Effect trilogy, but it also just, I think, again, like, people were expecting it to be a really great, awesome game. And I think it is a good game. Maybe not the great, awesome game that people wanted it to be. But I do think overall, like, the story, it makes sense to me. There are parts of it that I thought were pretty fun. There are parts of it that I was like, really tense. Overall, I think the story could be a little bit better, but again, as far as just using it to, well, just for the story, for the plotline, it wasn't bad. I'd probably give it like a C+, B-. Not my favorite, but not the worst, for sure. Another reason why people have such problems with the game is that originally when the game came out, there were a lot of bugs, so they needed a lot of patches. One of the main ones was the animations of stuff. Some things would clip in and out of the map. You couldn't get to something, or a character would spawn and you'd be like, I actually can't talk to you because you're inside an invisible wall. A lot of problems with that, which isn't a big surprise. Clearly, there are a lot of games that are released that suck because they didn't get through the bugs and glitches and stuff. Cyberpunk. But they worked on them. I think the big thing that, at least when I'm playing it, that really irks me is the animation. Some of the ways that your character like smirks or smiles is like the creepiest thing. It doesn't make any sense, but I understand that's technology. Like, anything can't be perfect, but the moments I'm like, man, this person just looks like they're taking a poop on the toilet. Like, they look like they're not responding to anything that they're talking about. It makes me laugh. But one of the things that a lot of people didn't like about the game, and I've talked about this before, is that Mass Effect Andromeda is really bad with fetch quests. So basically, you are trying to, well, you're going to a different world to grab something and to kill the same people that you've already killed, come back, give somebody something, bada bing, bada boom, to go get some thingy-majig on this other world that you've never heard of. Anyway, it's not that fun. And I think a big part of the fetch quests is just the way that the map is designed. So basically, I don't know, but I couldn't give you a number. You've got a certain amount of worlds that you can actually like interact with and travel to because you've established a colony there or as part of the main quest line, yada, yada. But basically, in Mass Effect Andromeda, the fetch quests specifically, every time you would go to a location, say that you just were there, you left the planet and you're like, oh crap, I actually have to go back to that planet to go do something. Everything would respawn. All the enemies, all the like little critters and animals that are just on the planet have magically appeared again. And it's just annoying because every time you traveled something on your Mako, or which is your little like car truck thing, or just really going anywhere just to explore the place, do different quests, you always have to fight the same group of bandits on that same patch of dirt every time. And it's so annoying to the point where I just like run them over. I'm like, I've already fought you guys like 30 times. I'm not going to bother. And I think that that's a pretty big part of it, because fetch quests are already inherently annoying, but having to fight the same enemies over and over and over and over again is quite draining. So that one I definitely agree with. I think that there are games that have that worse, in my opinion. But Mass Effect Andromeda definitely could have gone lighter on those fetch quests. Another one that people had an issue with. And this one is kind of, it depends on the person you ask, because with the original Mass Effect series, when you create your character, you have a specialization stat where you either are an infiltrator or you're a sentinel or you're a soldier or you're an adept, and you're stuck with that for the rest of the game. And personally, I enjoyed that because I was like, every time that I restarted the game, I could choose a different specialization. So if I played infiltrator the first time, I could play an adept the second time, and so on and so forth. And I thought that that was really fun because that way you spend your points on things to build into that character. In Mass Effect Andromeda, your whole kind of spiel with Ryder is that you have this AI that's in you, basically. His name's Sam. And he allows you to have any and all specializations that you can want. So you can be a soldier, you can be a sentinel, you can be an adept, you can be an infiltrator all at the same time. Has its pros and cons. I think it's cool in theory, but it's tricky because I feel like you don't have as much fun exploring a certain specialization when you have access to all of them. So usually when I play Mass Effect, I start out with some sort of like sniper rifle infiltrator character just because that's kind of my go-to. And I feel like in Mass Effect Andromeda, since you have access to so many different things, you can be an infiltrator with biotics, which is cool, but it doesn't make any sense. So in combat, you can switch to being a different specialization. So you have certain stats and bonuses that help you if you switch to a different specialization. And it's cool, but it's not my favorite because most of the time, yeah, I would spend all of my perk points and stuff to expanding on a biotic, but I never really used it. I usually just stuck with one specialization. And maybe that's just me, maybe because that's the way that I prefer to play it, but I wasn't a big fan of it because if I'm going to be an infiltrator, I'm obviously going to spend my specialization or just my skill points into combat and tech skills. Well, what am I supposed to do with the biotic stuff? Okay, well, I can spend my stuff on biotic stuff, but if I'm not really going to play with it, it just, I don't know. It wasn't my favorite. I thought it was cool that you had the ability to, but it just kind of took away from just the combat of the game. Again, you ask certain people will love it. Be like, yeah, I really like the ability to switch to different specializations and throw a singularity as a soldier. That's really cool. Yeah, that's great, but I disagree. Another one that is debated are the companions, which I hardly I have a firm disagreement with, because a lot of people say that the companions in the story aren't fully developed. They don't really have a good backstory, or their voice acting isn't the greatest, or what they're doing during the main story just doesn't make any sense, or they're an annoying character. And I disagree, because I think that the companions are actually pretty well developed in the game. Again, I think a big part of the whole why people still have so many issues with it is because they're comparing it to the original trilogy. Because obviously in Mass Effect, the original trilogy, you've got three different games where you're able to expand on certain characters. So we love Garrus, we love Liara. Because they have the time to expand on those characters with Mass Effect Andromeda, it's just one game. So you really can't go into much lore or depth of what's going on because you don't have that ability to span it across three games. I think that what they did with the characters was pretty well done. I hate Liam. I don't like him. I think he's annoying. That's the one that I will disagree with. I don't like PB, but that's just personal preference because I find her incredibly annoying. Korra's not my favorite, but Jahl, Drax, Vetra, I think they're all really cool. I mean, even Gil and Kahlo, I think they all have good moments, and I think their story is pretty interesting, like why they decided to hop on a ship and go into sleep and start a new life. I think that that's all, they did pretty well for kind of the restraints that they were in. Another thing that I was seeing about why people don't like Mass Effect Andromeda, which is something that I didn't really even think about until doing the research, was that in the Mass Effect trilogy, you have options to be Renegade or Paragon. So Renegade, basically, you're being an evil bad guy, but not really. because you're still saving the world. And then Paragon, you're goody two shoes. And I usually always do Paragon just because I think it benefits you and allows you to do certain things. I mean, that's true if you get full Renegade anyway, but I always just do Paragon. But in Mass Effect Andromeda, they completely got rid of that. You don't have the option to be Renegade or Paragon. They don't even really have you have, let you have sort of those quick decisions where, you know, somebody says something and you only have like 2 seconds to decide yes or no, which had, I mean, they had that with Renegade and Paragon in the trilogy, but not really like fast acting decisions, but they had them in Mass Effect Andromeda, but it was for like silly things like, oh, you have 2 seconds if you want to decide you want to hug the person or cheat at poker. It's like stupid stuff. It didn't really make sense. And when I was looking into it, I was like, oh yeah, I guess that is something that the trilogy did really well that Andromeda really didn't even touch. They just kind of got rid of it. And I understand why they did to a certain aspect, because they sort of changed how you're like, when I'm playing as a character, I've got different options to choose from. I feel like they changed that because you've got, you can be sort of like a sarcastic person, or you can be like a very logical person, or you can be kind of an aggressive person. Like they changed how the tone works when your character responds to something. So in the original series, you could really either be nice person, mean person, or sort of this neutral character. But in Mass Effect Andromeda, like I said, you could be sort of a sarcastic, funny person, make a witty remark, or you can just be pretty blunt force, do what I say kind of thing. And I think that that's probably why they didn't put in the Renegade Paragon, because they sort of expanded it in a way, but sort of subtracted from it. So I don't mind not having the Paragon and Renegon, because I'm a funny person and I like my character to be funny. So I almost always go with the witty, sarcastic options in any game possible. I appreciate that option too. So I don't mind not having the Renegade and Paragon options, but it was something that a lot of people didn't like. Another one, and this one is a big one, was the fact that with the Mass Effect game, your choices have consequences. So, for instance, in Mass Effect 1, one of the parts of the main quest line is that you have to go to Novaria to kill Liara's mom, basically, but because she's under Saren's influence, blah, 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 blah. While you're there, you have to decide whether you want to save the Rachni Queen or kill her. Thinking that in Mass Effect 1, you know, since you don't have the rest of the games, you're like, oh yeah, this decision is just make and it doesn't really, in fact, impact me. But it shows up, dun, 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 in Mass Effect 3. So you save her, the Rachni Queen is captured, but if you save her in Mass Effect 3 again, she ends up helping your army to defeat the Reapers. If you kill her, the Reapers end up creating some sort of like fake Rachni Queen, and you could either kill her or save her. And if you decide to save her, she ends up biting you in the butt. So those kinds of decisions, they have a bunch of them throughout Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 2. Whether you kill somebody, you save somebody, you do something, or you don't do something, those decisions impact you later on in the game. Andromeda doesn't really have any of that, which is something that I did notice. I didn't mind it because there is, so far, only one Mass Effect Andromeda game. I don't even know if they're going to make another one, but the decisions that you make in that game really don't have any say within the game, or obviously after, because we only have one. But I will say the only one that I could sort of kind of see having any sort of impact was when you go to save the Moshai, because you can either save her. Well, no. What is it? I forget. You either help Jahl do something and go against what the Moshai wants, or vice versa. And that sort of has some sort of implications, because usually I always almost help almost always help Jahl, because he's my favorite companion. And the Moshai is just kind of mad at you a little bit, and she's kind of sarcastic about some things, and was like, well, if you would have done this, you know, I would have understood that you would have listened to me. Anyway, but it's not that big of a deal. It doesn't really have any impact later on, and I guess the big fight at the end. You do have certain options where you're able to save Sloane Kelly or have Reyes Vidal, aka the Charlatan, Charlatan, be whoever like is the leader of Gadara. But again, it doesn't really have too much impact. You don't have a lot of people saying stuff about your decision. It just is sort of mid. Like, they don't have that big part of why so many people love Mass Effect, because they don't have those choices and consequences. Okay, now that we've gotten through what other people have to say about the game, I kind of want to talk about, and I only have two of these, mind you. I mean, I've kind of disagreed and agreed with certain things, but my issues with the game, there's only two of them, like I said. But in the Mass Effect trilogy, obviously, the Reapers are this big impending doom. So Liara, who's one of your companions, the bad bitty that she is, she's actually in contact, supposedly, with Ryder, Ryder's dad, Senior Ryder, whatever his name is. And if you unlock all of the Sam memories in Mass Effect Andromeda, which is this like weird side quest thing that I only really did once, you get this sort of this explanation of Liara basically saying, like, just recordings of what she's doing at the time. So I think the first one is just like, I'm joining Shepard's team. There's some sort of big enemy that's happening and we don't really know. And then the next one is like, I don't remember how many there are, but basically she's like, I'm with Shepard. We're killing the Reapers. We might not have anybody left after this. So we're really glad that you took the initiative and went off to a different galaxy. And I get that, but I also don't get it, because the Reapers coming in the Mass Effect trilogy, that's a big thing. Obviously, it could destroy. I mean, the whole purpose of the Reapers is to destroy and completely wipe out all of civilization on all of the planets, so that the world is just in this loop of somebody killing everybody. The world starts anew. Once they get to a certain point where they're super advanced, wipe them out and restart. It's just this rotation. But in Mass Effect Andromeda, if the whole initiative was a thing, and I get it because the game was made after, like, I get that. But it just, to me, if this were to happen, like, if the initiative was a thing that had happened in the original Mass Effect trilogy, which lines up, the timeline lines up, because everybody basically left before there was really any signs of the Reapers coming. So they were out of there for good. But if that was a thing, I understand why people are concerned, because obviously, you know, you want to save Earth, you want to save the Citadel, because those are really important instruments of technology and civilization and all that stuff. But there isn't such an impending doom, because you know that you have people alive in a whole different galaxy, which, again, sort of makes sense, but sort of doesn't make sense, because the game happened after, so they didn't really have this whole plotline developed. But you also don't really have any communication with your writer, your Pathfinder writer, sort of communicating, because I feel like if I was to get a message saying, hey, actually, your hometown is completely burnt to a crisp because some bad guy destroyed it, I'd be like, oh, crap. Hey, let's get in contact with said person. None of that. No really urgency. It's just sort of this recording that you get in this far off little corner quest of Mass Effect Andromeda. And just, it's really not a big deal. I understand that. But just the way that they bit it into being the same timeline, but also not, but this whole different galaxy, quite literally, just didn't add up to me. Another one, which ties in with the whole fetch quest thing, because I hate fetch quests, was basically just the fast traveling in space was annoying. And I think that added to the part of the fetch quest, because when you're traveling to a different planet, traveling to a different system, you click and go, basically. But it takes so long, and you have to watch so many of the same cutscenes all the time, where you're descending into Vold, or you're lifting off out of Vold, going into a system, and you're traveling through space. It's like, you can't skip anything. So one quest that theoretically should take 2 minutes takes 15 minutes. And because there's so many of the fetch quests, that adds up. A small thing, really not that big of a deal. It was something that I wanted to add on here because it annoys me. Okay, I guess I lied. I'm adding this in as a little bit because this is something that I was thinking about as I'm editing it. But I guess another complaint that I would have about the game, which isn't too big of a deal because I do think that they expanded on the Krogan a little bit, which I love a Krogan. But they did not have any of the Quarians in the game. They briefly mentioned it, like, after you do the whole Meridian main questline thing where their ship, I don't remember what the ship is called. Basically, you have the ship that holds all of the people in the game. Everybody gets basically hit by the cat. So during the game, you're trying to find all the different ships that hold all the different races, aliens and stuff like that. But one of the ones that I guess came into Andromeda to start a new world with everybody else were the Quarians and the Hanar, I think, or Elicor. I can't remember who the other people are. But they briefly mention it, but they're not in the game at all. And obviously, we love Tali Vaas Nora in Mass Effect Trilogy. And I think that they're a really cool race. So I'm honestly gobsmacked that they didn't put that in. So I guess that's another complaint that I have. That I wish that they would have actually included, you know, all the races in the game, because I think they're cool and interesting and they add a lot more to the game. As far as the good things of the game, I've talked a lot about the bad, a little bit about the good. But overall, I think the game is pretty good. The main plot isn't the greatest, but it makes sense. I enjoyed it. I've played Mass Effect Andromeda probably 3 or 4 times, and it's a pretty long game. Every time I do start a new Mass Effect Andromeda, I always do the, like, new game plus where I'm able to keep all of my skill points, because then I could be overpowered as crap. Anyway, I do think that overall the game is pretty interesting. I think the graphics are really pretty. I think all of the, like, planets that you visit, Vold, Kadara, Havarl, they're all quite literally breathtaking. I think that just the worlds being different temperatures, different people, different creatures, different plants, I think that they did that really well. The combat, I also thought was pretty interesting. I mean, I know that I was talking about more you could be different specializations. That kind of irritated me. But the overall just fluidity of the combat was a lot better. With Mass Effect Andromeda, they put in your ability to jump, which seems like such a basic thing. But you can't jump in 1 or 2 or 3, actually. But in 3, you can at least, like, dodge and roll. But in Mass Effect Andromeda, you can actually, like, jump. And a part of your armor is part of this, like, jump jet, jump pack, jump something, whatever they call it in the game, where if you, like, hold it, you can kind of, like, hover in the air. So when you're in combat, you know, if you aren't able to jump, you're just sort of this horizontal linear, you run forward, blah, 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 blah. But in Mass Effect Andromeda, that allows you to go up and down and horizontal. So I just thought that that was really interesting, because other players can also jump too, like your companions can jump, but also your enemies. So you're just kind of going all over the place. And I thought that that was really interesting. I liked the fact that, I guess I'm kind of contradicting myself, because in the trilogy, the original trilogy, once you choose a specialization, you also are limited to certain weapons. But in Mass Effect Andromeda, you aren't, because you can be on anybody. So you can have an assault rifle, pistol, a sniper rifle, a shotgun, all in your loadout if you really wanted to. Which is, so I guess you sort of can too once you go to the Reaper base and you can kind of unlock another one. But I liked that you were able to do that, because I like being a sentinel that's sort of an infiltrator, but not. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm contradicting myself. But I thought that the combat overall, they definitely improved on it exponentially. Again, the companions, which I know I sort of talked about, but I thought that they were overall pretty strong. I think that they did a pretty good job with what they were able to do. I just think that overall the game is pretty good. There are a lot of parts that are irritating, but you can say that with basically any game, you know? I mean, there are pros and cons to every game, but I think overall Mass Effect Andromeda is really, it's a pretty great game. I think, like I said, and we'll keep on saying basically, is that the reason why people hate it or dislike it or whatever is because they're comparing it to the trilogy, which obviously I have too, but I think it's a solid game. I think if BioWare and EA had decided to rename it or just not have the Mass Effect part in it, even though I know it has all of the original bones and stuff of it, but I think it would have done a lot well. better. I just think that overall the game is definitely good. I think that if you like the Mass Effect trilogy, you should definitely play Andromeda, just because, again, it has all of the parts that, well, not all of the parts, it has a lot of the parts that make Mass Effect so unique and so awesome. But I would definitely play the game. If it's anything at all interesting to you, I would definitely go through it. I think, again, the visuals hold up really well. Today, there are certain parts that are goofy and funny and silly, but overall, pretty good. That's all for today's episode. Now, as always, Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent Magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. So those are my hot takes. If you're thinking that Mass Effect Andromeda is a bad game, then I guess these are hot takes. Otherwise, they're just my takes of Mass Effect Andromeda. It had a lot of setbacks, had a lot of bugs at the beginning, but overall, I think it's, how many times can I say overall? I think it's a good game. Let's count. But again, I think that if you liked Mass Effect Trilogy, or really if you like any open world game, I think that Mass Effect Andromeda compares a lot to Dragon Age Inquisition, ironically. But I think Dragon Age Inquisition did it better because it's set in more of this like traditional, we don't really have the technology for this kind of thing, which makes Mass Effect Andromeda. Anyway, I'm going into a tangent. But if you like open world, you like a combat game, you like graphics, I would go for it. It's probably like, what, maybe $20? It shouldn't be that expensive because it's considered a, quote, older game. I say that in quotations because it's really not, because, again, it came out in 2017. But if it interests you at all, I would definitely say it's worth your time and money, time especially, because it's going to take you a long time to get through it. But that's all. Catch you on the flip side, guys. Ta-ta.